I just hate saying, like, a team, whatever they get to the playoffs, it doesn't matter. Like, not that it doesn't matter, but it's hard to... We know they're not a playoff team, right? Like, Dak Prescott's a rookie. He's gonna fail in the playoffs. The Chiefs have failed in the playoffs before. So, should we just anoint the Seahawks and the Patriots right now? To me... It's a little early for that, right?
No, you can't. The Seahawks have nothing to do with this.
Right. I'm going to say the Seahawks because Dak Prescott, you know.
Oh, don't look at me like that, Scott. Because right now, if you was to play a wild card game where the Giants went into Seattle, the Giants would beat Seattle right now.
Yeah, I think you're just trying to mess with me.
Let me ask you a question. The Giants could definitely say that the Seahawks
have nothing to do with this, and all of a sudden a team who's been like the only regular contender in the NFC for the last 5 years.
Why is that not going to
all of a sudden be relevant. You can't tell me. You just said they're irrelevant.
Scott, he did not say they're irrelevant.
He said they were irrelevant. He said they have nothing to do with
it. I didn't have nothing to do with it. When it comes down to the final four, I don't think the Seahawks are in that mix right now. If you look at the two, and you look at the AFC and NFC championship games, and you can say that Seattle is a team that you can definitely punch their ticket to that game. Oh no, I'm not saying they can punch their ticket to the game.
I don't think you can punch anybody's ticket to the game. That's what I'm saying.
You should have lost the wild card game to Minnesota last year. So you're supposed to execute, you're supposed to make the kick.
Okay. You don't. You lose. They lost.
The team is not making the kick this year. That defense is not what it was. You've said it yourself.
The offensive line struggles.
Russell Wilson is not playing like Russell Wilson. Listen, it can all change.
Russell Wilson had a big off game.
It can all change.
He was playing well before that.
It can all change.
He got a lot of off games.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he was hurting those other off games.
Scott, I can't do the excuses right now. It's too close.
You cannot tell me there wasn't January. a four or five game stretch though where Russell Wilson wasn't himself.
Okay. Yeah, no, earlier in the season.
I'm gonna capsulize this for you. Before we start out,
it's winning time.
Do you feel comfortable
versus Detroit right now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Detroit's playing very good. You feel comfortable versus the Giants?
Yes. If it's home, yes.
I reckon
the Giants have a better record than Seattle. Just saying.
You feel comfortable versus the Falcons?
They've had an easier schedule.
Atlanta's already been in there.
Atlanta is a team that I would fear more than any other you just mentioned.
Wait, can we go back to this easier schedule thing? Can we look at Seattle's division for a moment and then?
Yeah, but look who else they played, though, outside of the division.
So Seattle...
Let me tell you something. Seattle walked into New England and beat New England.
Okay, that's a good win.
Great win. Giants went to Dallas and beat Dallas.
That's a good win.
That's a better win. That's just as good of a win.
It's not as big a win as going into New England, I don't think.
Why?
I
believe had a better record.
I believe the Dallas Cowboys are 11-2 on the season. Is that correct?
They beat them in week one, though, before they started to gel. Let's see them do it now.
What about when they beat them at home last week? They beat them twice.
Let's see them beat them in Dallas, in the playoffs.
Did the Seattle Seahawks lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Did that happen?
Yes, they did.
Oh, did the Giants beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Did that happen? Oh, okay. Just making sure.
I'm sure we can go out the schedule and cherry pick those kinds of things.
You're the one that cherry picked the schedule. You said the Giants have played a much easier schedule.
We also beat Atlanta. We also beat Miami.
And the Buccaneers played at a different time. The Buccaneers and the Giants played at a different time, in all fairness.
We can split hairs all we want here. My bottom line is that in the playoffs, especially in the NFC, I don't think you can punch anybody's ticket.
Of course not. That's what I'm saying.
I think in the playoffs, it's all about suddenly somebody, and you know this is a Giant fan.
Sure.
Somebody could suddenly start to get hot, and anything can happen. I don't think you can count the Seahawks out because of their playoff experience and the guys that they have on that team. I certainly don't think you can count the Giants out because of Eli Manning.
And he's been like their worst player.
But that offense is flawed, though. That's exactly.
They have no balance on offense. The best player is Beckham.
Right.
Beckham is the only guy on the Giants that
can beat
Tampa
Bay is hot. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to make it or not. It's like the two teams that I would say are probably not in that mix for me. If this finger injury for Stafford is big, whoever wins the AFC North is not a team that I'm going to fear. I'm not going to fear the Redskins. I would say probably the four.
You wouldn't fear the Packers? You just got crushed by them.
Yeah, I would. I would, but I don't know if they're going to make it. Is that the thing? They still have to run the table, and there are other teams in the picture. I would say the four best teams in the NFC right now are probably Dallas, the Giants, Atlanta, and Seattle.
You left Detroit out that mix.
And Tampa.
But specifically Detroit, who's the number two seed right now. Right, if the playoffs start today, Seattle would play Tampa Bay.
Right.
How'd that work out last time?
Let's see what happens this time when they come to Seattle.
All right. Keep banking on that home field advantage.
You're doing two things, though. One, you're trying to screw with me, and I realize that. Okay.
Scott, secondly, I'm telling the truth.
Secondly, the Seahawks have raised such a high bar over the last 5 years that if they don't play up to a certain standard, everybody starts writing them off. They're still a contender, and I don't think anybody could say otherwise.